Before we start, I'd like to put a PSA out there for parents thinking about bringing their teenage children to a rated R horror movie. Please have a conversation with them beforehand about movie theater etiquette. I understand that, you know, there were certain parts of this movie that, you know, there were jump scares. Got me a few times. More than once. As much as I would not like to admit that, but I definitely got scared more than once. Not to the point where I'm, like, terrified, but, like, that fucking came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So, alright, fine. It got me. But I don't need to laugh for the next 10 minutes about it.
I mean, children are children. They...
Did you hear the guy tell them to shut the fuck up?
Yeah,
then as he got up and moved?
Yeah. And they laughed because they thought it was funny.
Right.
Because that's when you're a kid, you think everything like that's funny.
But what's crazy is...
disturbing the public. Yeah. That's funny.
Those groups of kids, Taylor and I watched walk in, but like with their mom. So why would their mom not tell them to be quiet?
Because their mom was probably fucking cowering. Either that or her phone, like, face first in her phone the whole fucking time.
Yo, can you believe those two girls got up and left, like, after the opening kill?
I don't know why. I legitimately don't know why, because there was nothing.
I mean, there are certain people, like, when I try and explain what this podcast is about, certain people that I talk to are like, well, I don't like horror movies, I can't do it. So... you know, I could understand.
It's a movie.
Right. It's a movie, but you knew what this was when you bought the tickets for it.
Once they bought the tickets for the wrong...
Yeah.
They're like, smile, that sounds pleasant.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, what a happy movie.
They're probably like, where's Harry Styles?
I think we're in the wrong theater.
I just... that was probably the worst it's been in a while.
I don't know what it is. Usually when you go see a movie during the day, you don't run into that risk.
But we pick
up it's the, a holiday.
Yeah. All the kids are off of school.
And they're all in fucking pajamas, which
every single one of them, out of me. Right?
I bet I wear shorts. Like, I wear basketball shorts. I don't wear pajama pants places.
I even wore jeans.
Like, come on. Grow up.
Yeah, every single one of them was in pajama pants.
Like, even the guys.
Yeah.
Like, I get it for the girls, you know, whatever. It's like their version of yoga pants on their non-school day.
Right.
It's the same fucking thing. But for guys? Why are guys wearing pajama pants?
What's wrong
First with of all, as a guy, why are you wearing pajama pants in the public?
What's wrong with pajama pants? They're comfy as fuck.
Yeah, in the privacy of your own home.
Nah. You're going to the movie theater in a dark theater. Who cares? You gotta be comfortable.
I'm comfortable in my shorts.
Well, you're wearing shorts. You're wearing basketball shorts.
Still not pajama pants. I may wear them to sleep, but they are not classified as sleeping clothes.
The shorts of the pajama world.
But still, I mean, like, at least put a little bit of effort in.
Right. I don't know, I'm really hoping...
Combed my hair.
I'm really hoping Halloween's not going to be like that. We'll definitely plan it for, like, more of a morning showing, but when children are in school. I can't do that again.
Either a morning showing or really late.
Yeah.
Like, one of the last showings of the night.
I'd have to be off the next day, because then we still have to come back and record it. Otherwise, I'm going to forget everything.
Oh, true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I don't work mornings. So, for me, like, late isn't that late.
Right. I don't know. I think, well, also, this movie was a little bit longer than it needed to be.
There was at least 30 to 45 minutes of movie that could have been cut out.
As sad as it is, like, the entire character of her fiancé could have been written out of this movie.
He wasn't necessary.
No.
Cat wasn't necessary. Sister, barely necessary. Their child, barely necessary.
Yeah.
The fact that the sister was married meant almost nothing.
I thought her husband was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's it. That's all he was right. Couple laughs.
I think that if she had been single and, like, the cop, like, was her ex, that would have been fine. You didn't tell us how long ago that happened and now she's already engaged to somebody else. How long ago is this that he's still, like, pining for her?
It's not even just that. There's no explanation for anything.
Yeah.
Of how long they were even together.
Nope.
They could have been on one date.
Yep.
And he's just a stalker ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Right.
Or they could have been together for 10 years, and then one day they just decided to break up.
Who knows?
But no explanation.
Mm.
I thought it was weird, like, after that first scene when he waved at her, I was like,
well,
is that cop waving at her?
Yes, well, you could clearly tell that they knew each other.
Well, I didn't realize that at first, because I was like, that's fucking weird. That's slightly unprofessional. You just watch somebody die, and you're just like, hey.
So we went to go see the new movie, Smile, which has been fucking blasted all over my Facebook and Instagram feeds everywhere. And let's talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, for what the premise of the movie is, it's interesting. But as a whole, it was just so, there were so many slow parts that weren't necessary to anything. Yeah,
that just kind of like,
it takes you out of it. Like, you're in it, you're in it, you're in it, and then it's like, oh, okay.
15 minutes of, like, backstory and fluff that I didn't need. Which, just, I don't know, it made the whole thing drag on way too long for me. The opening death was a little hard to watch. You know, I have some issues with the throat. Like, there was something wrong with the screen or the projector or something. Because there was like this bar of light that would appear for a few seconds, disappear for a few seconds, appear for a few seconds, disappear for a few seconds. The entire movie.
But there was things in it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there were.
Like, I saw people
in the little bar. When she was going down the dark hallway, right? I was like, I see faces.
There was like a dude in a suit.
Yeah.
I was like, this has to be, like, it's either a splice of another movie that somehow got mixed into a digital copy, because they're all digital now.
Yeah.
None of these are shot on film.
No.
So how the fuck does this even happen?
I don't know. It was driving me nuts. I couldn't stop looking at it.
I thought it was the people, like, in the projection booth, like a mirror, like, or something.
Fucking with us somehow.
Like, leaning over. But I'm like, why would the guy in the fucking projection booth be wearing a suit?
Right.
It's fucking AMC.
Right.
Got a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Jeans, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, when I ran out to go to the bathroom, I almost mowed down this little boy. Because there was like a
going to the movie?
No. There was like a group of 7-8-year-olds just like running around in front of Theater 4, which was right across from ours. I almost mowed him down. And then,
what children movie is even showing right now?
I don't even know. And then on my way back, I realized it was a kid I used to teach how to swim. So I texted his mother. I was like, hey, this is going to sound super weird. I was like, I wasn't sure if it was him. So I texted his mom. I was like, hey, this is going to sound a little strange. But is your kid at the movies? She's like, yeah, no way.
I almost ran him over.
I know.
Because he was being a little shit.
I was like, I was running out of my theater to go to the bathroom, and I almost mowed him down.
There's no kid movies out, right?
Minions, The Rise of Gru, was at 1:45.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's
vile.
Literally the only thing I can think of, other than, I mean,
why do they continue making those?
I don't know.
The Minions are disgusting, vile little creatures.
Don't tell Megan that. She loves
I'll
the Minions.
I'll tell her right to her face.
She loves the Minions.
The man who invented Minions is going straight to hell.
Why? What's wrong with the Minions? What did they ever do to you?
They're the most annoying thing on the goddamn planet. No, they're not. That and the annoying orange that used to be a craze back in the day. You remember that fucking YouTube video?
The orange?
It was like the talking orange. And there's a bunch of other kids fucking went nuts for it. To the point where when I was working on the boardwalk, they used to have fucking toys.
Of it?
Of a YouTube show. This was before merch was a thing.
The only other thing I could think of is Avatar apparently is re-released in theaters.
The first Avatar?
Yes. Well, the only Avatar.
Well, could have been the Airbender one.
No, not the Airbender.
With M. Night Shyamalan.
Well, because the new one's coming out at the end of this year. So they're
They waited 10 years. You gotta refresh their memories.
I know. But it was playing at 1:25, which means it's probably still playing.
Oh, easily. So, that's like a 2-hour, 45-minute movie.
It is a 2-hour and 45-minute movie. You're right.
I've seen it a few times.
So. Yeah. But no, the only thing I could think of is that they went to go see the Minions. Ugh. There's nothing of... Well, Pearl's not playing until 8:30, but...
the kids went to see Pearl?
I don't think
Howdy,
so.
Kids. Welcome to my ranch.
Yeah, there's really nothing else out for children right now. The Woman King, rated R. Don't Worry, Darling, rated R.
Oh, Don't Worry, Darling is out?
Yes.
I don't want to see that.
I don't.
Why, Florence Pugh? I mean, you're not into flaps, but...
No.
At least her husband's hot.
Harry Styles is not that attractive. I'm sorry, Fiona. Don't come for me.
I mean, I think he's attractive enough for...
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think he's ugly.
Yeah.
But I don't think that... He doesn't make me swoon or moist.
It does make you leak a little?
No. No. Not for me.
A little drip drop.
Joel did, though.
Really?
For me, yeah. Really? But you know what? Yeah.
Weird porn star mustache shit.
But it's so funny because in all of the, like, because I knew I recognized him. And he was in the Nightmare on Elm Street that we did with Brandon episodes and episodes and episodes ago. But I always remember seeing him in other movies and other things that he's done, And I always thought he's so ugly. So ugly. But it
slap a little porn stash on, yes, and a little goatee.
I don't know what it was. Just
maybe the fact he's got handcuffs now.
Yes, arrest me.
A little more dominating. He's got a gun.
Love it. So back to the first death. You know, I don't like things with the throat. That's, well, not the one thing that bothers me. Wrists kind of bother me too. But I couldn't watch that. I was like, all right, tell me when it's over. And I just kept going.
It was very long.
It was. I ended up looking.
It was like 20 to 30 seconds of probably one of the slowest throat slits seen in a movie.
She started at the top of her cheek by her eyeball and made it all the way down her face across her throat.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Ugh.
You know what was weird, though, in that part? And I didn't say anything to you at the time. But like as I was watching all of it, I was like, man, I'm thirsty.
No! Oh, God.
I was like, is it going to be weird if I take a drink of water right now?
Makes me want Kool-Aid.
The sweet, sweet share Kool-Aid, baby.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I got thirsty.
One thing I did, I have to point out, coming from, like, a cinematography aspect of it, I guess, it really started to get annoying. The first, like, two shots were cool.
The upside down.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my hated fucking it. God.
Hated it.
The rotation. Like, the whole fucking movie was so annoying. Like, the first time, it was like, oh, okay, cool. Second time, it's like, oh, all right. And now it's just...
It was overused.
Way overused.
And it didn't... It's not even... It had nothing to do with anything. There was no actual relevance to the shot because it did the shot and then it cut to another shot. So it's not like this was a transition shot.
Yeah.
This was just filler. This is something that could have been cut out. There was no dialogue. There was no story progression.
Nope.
It was just a weird guy's like, I need 5 upside down shots of a slow moving camera in this movie.
There were also weird transitions. Not even weird, there were just like none at all. Almost kind of like they made it for a made for TV movie where they gotta add commercials into it. There were a few times where like the screen just goes black and everything stops, and then a few seconds pass and then it comes back up again.
I don't know who the director was for this movie, but they made interesting choices that I don't think paid off. I think if you took these certain aspects out of the movie, you shorten the runtime, because there's no reason for this to be 2 hours. No reason. Absolutely no reason.
None whatsoever.
There's also too many characters in this movie. For the fact of there's one death, a couple of fake outs and stuff like that, no reason for this many characters that have names.
Good point.
Like you said, fiance? Nothing.
Yeah.
He's not necessary.
No.
all he was there to do was for a jump scare in the house.
Right.
Which you could have accomplished without his character.
Right.
Because it's a ghost demon creature that can show up anywhere.
Right.
Not necessary.
It just doesn't make sense.
And it adds time to the movie. Like, okay, one of the only characters that actually needed, maybe her therapist. But even then, it's a big maybe.
Well, no, I like that the therapist was involved because it gives it a little bit more realism because shrinks need shrinks. So it kind of, like, all psychiatrists have their own psychiatrist.
But it's even the fact that she was only three scenes and it was...
But having her in that scene where she's there, but then she calls, totally understand. So, like, her character, fine. Her fiancé, not needed. The crazy guy mumbling to himself, didn't need him. Didn't need him. She could have gone in and pretended to kill her boss instead.
First of all, in her job alone, there was crazy dude. Mm-hmm. There was dude that escorted her to the building.
Yep.
There was her boss.
Yep.
And then there was the nurse who hit on the fucking cop.
That was so funny.
That's four characters. Four characters that you didn't need.
Right.
Well, you could have just done her boss and a nurse. Her boss and the guy who led her to the room.
Right.
Because all you needed was two people for that one scene. Now you have four extra people.
The person who wrote and directed this has only done two other movies. One in 2018 and one in 2020.
Who was it?
Their name is Parker Finn.
Never heard of him.
Nope. And the first movie he did has three people in it. The second movie he did has two people in it. And that second movie that he did with the two people in it, the main girl was the girl who killed herself in Smile in the beginning. And that's it. And then Smile.
Yeah, so you can kind of tell this is the beginnings of his... Because he doesn't know how to edit himself.
No. I think it was writer, director, producer.
Which is worse.
Yeah.
Because
passion projects.
Yeah, in this case, it's, you know, he's like, well, everything is so good. I need to have everything. I need all of this. Right. Everything makes sense to the story, yeah. But it doesn't.
Right.
It really doesn't.
You know, there are certain movies that I'll see that are super long and we're like, all right, you know, you could have cut things out, but then, you know, you really start to think about it and you're like, okay, well, if you cut that scene out, then that scene that happens doesn't make sense. But then if we cut that out, then this one doesn't make sense. So, like, it's hard. But in this instance, however, I think that there was definitely things that could have been cut.
Husband or fiance?
Yeah.
First of all, he doesn't show up until... maybe 20 minutes into the movie. By the time it's an hour and 20 minutes into the movie, he's gone.
Right.
So in a 2-hour movie, he's there for an hour, max 6 scenes. He's not even there at the fucking birthday party.
Yeah, why didn't he go?
He's not at the fucking birthday party.
Right.
Why would she not be there with him?
I don't know. Doesn't make sense.
What was his job? You don't even know what his fucking job is.
Nope.
He just shows up in a suit.
Right.
And he's like, oh, stuck working late. What the fuck do you do? We know she's a doctor.
Right. I don't know. But again, because it wasn't relevant, because he wasn't relevant.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk about... We're going to do things a little different. Let's just jump from topic to topic and just talk about random things that happen in the movie. What we're also going to do is we're going to make this a nice little behind the scenes. I'm literally just can't be bothered. I'm just going to send it out as it is.
Wow, no cuts.
No cuts. The only thing I'll cut is like maybe if we have long pauses before somebody says something again, but nah. Get the real.
The real process.
Yes. Please. Can't. Let's talk about the gore violence aspect of it, or kind of lack thereof. other than that fucking opening scene, there wasn't really much after that. When the, you know, she's doing research about why this is happening, and has this happened to other people before, and she comes across this video with Hot Daddy Joel, and is this guy who walks up to this lady who's connected to this whole path, and we'll explain that in a second, but he walks up to her smiling and has these huge, like, hedge clippers. Was it just me? Or when he stabbed himself, was it a little too much?
It was very liquidy.
And, like, bright. The color was not right.
Yeah, no, and I don't even know what he was doing.
Right, did he stab himself here in the throat? But did he stab himself down into the chest?
The thing is, because the way he did it, and then he went down and down, and it's like, but he's not moving
right,
the clippers. He's not right. Cutting anything.
No,
he's just pushing them deeper in.
Ugh. Chunky, Jasper is allowed to exist, okay?
Guarding the water.
Yeah, he does that all the time. Like, Jasper will come in, and he'll just meow at him. Like, he's allowed to survive. My God. So aggressive.
Liquid life.
So annoying.
He needs more water to fuel the bigger body.
He is a big boy. Anyway. I think that the scariness of the jump scares were great. You know, the way that they integrated themselves within the story. Like, when she's listening to that audio and that fucking thing is, like, right there at her side. Got me.
Yeah. There was only one that, like, actually made me jump a little bit. It was the one at the end.
With the big mega creature?
Yeah, with Tall Mommy.
With this?
No, when it, like, came from the side after the hallway.
Yes.
And, like, I knew it was coming.
Right.
But that was the only one that made me actually, like, move a little bit.
Yeah.
And, like, all the other ones, like, there were certain parts where, like, you could kind of tell, obviously, something's going to happen.
Right.
Like, with the whole, that scene with the laptop and she's, like, listening to the audio.
Right. It's in the trailer.
Oh, I don't remember that from the trailer. But just the way she was tapping the volume up, volume up, volume up, and, like, leaning in closer and closer, I'm like, something's going to fucking happen.
Right. I just thought something would have happened on the screen instead, because it was so zoomed in on the screen at that point.
I thought it was going to be, like, just in her ears. So even I was that, a little shocked that the thing came out.
Right. I mean, I also, like, maybe it's just me, but what was so funny about her rewinding? Because everybody else in the theater is fucking laughing every time she rewinds it.
Probably because she was doing it wrong. I don't know how to use technology. To me, it looks right.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, she's just rewinding. But to them, they're probably... What is she using? Media 3?
Yeah.
On an Apple? Disgusting peasant.
She also highlighted the name of the guy and then didn't even bother to
copy and paste it. That annoyed the crap out of me so much. Because I was like, why did you fucking do that?
Right.
Why did you highlight it?
Right.
That was not necessary.
Just to show us that you figured it out.
Like, this is the part I need. No shit, Sherlock.
Right.
That's the fucking name of the person. And the school that he worked at. Like, cop, control C, control V.
Right.
That's all you needed to do.
Right. I think that it was just strange. Very strange. The monster at the end.
Oh, I did like that. The bedroom, though. After her and the fiance have the fight, and she's in the bedroom.
When I did
that. That was honestly one of my favorite. That was one of my favorite parts of this movie.
I leaned over and I literally said, she needs to close that door. That's where they harbor all the demons. Like, she's sitting in her bed and just the door to her bathroom is open and it's just dark in there. It's just like, bitch, close the door. Close
and then
the
you
door.
Just, you hear a Rose?
Yeah.
And this bitch goes,
huh?
I'm going to go to bed now.
Yeah.
Turns off her fucking light and begins the process of trying to go to sleep after that.
Idiot.
And then here's another Rose, and just turns over.
And then when the camera cuts, of course, it's upside down. And then, you know, it'll flip.
There's
up.
A creature there.
Yeah.
But it's just the whole non-caring aspect of her being like, you know what? No.
Because I'm going to bed. She's crazy.
I mean, she is.
Yeah.
The fact that it took her as long as it did to figure out what to do.
Right.
Like, it kills by making them kill themselves and somebody watching. Let me be around all of these people while I'm trying to solve this.
Right. I mean, it's almost kind of like, well, I mean, you kind of had to, really.
For
Jasper?
Go hack something up.
Lovely. Hairball? Oh, there's more.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have my glasses on, but it looks like a Tootsie Roll.
Okay, cool.
upside down monster scene.
Well, we're still talking about, like, the gore aspect of it.
Yeah, I think we were done with the whole bedroom.
Yeah. The creature at the end was interesting, I guess. I feel like we just did a movie where I had the same comment.
It wasn't even scary.
No.
Because, like...
Not until it ripped its own face off.
That part was interesting. I will give it that.
We just did a movie like that where I had the same...
As far as, like, visceral things going for this movie, it did it really well. The slicing of the throat in the beginning, her falling through the thing and getting all sliced up by the table, when she was in the hospital and she was stabbing that guy and then her boss rips his face off, like, visually they looked really well done.
I guess, I can't find it, but my comment was, like, you don't get a name for it.
Oh, were you talking about, like, his house or something?
The one we did with Fiona?
No, the Our House one, the black couple.
No.
Where, like, it was the thing on the wall.
Long time ago. No.
Oh, do you mean, like, more recently?
Yes.
More recently, no name. Meander?
Maybe. We're like, we didn't get a name for this thing. Or like a origin. Like, where does it come from? Oh, then
100% Meander.
Yeah.
Because that movie fucking took a left turn into space.
Yeah. For real.
That shit was wild.
Yeah. I don't know. Strange.
I think if you took this movie, you cut out a bunch of the nonsense, and you kept it more fast-paced. They tried to do psychological, like, make you think, really drag it out. No. I'm sorry, this concept is not strong enough for that.
No. No, you didn't give it, enough of a backstory or...
I don't even give a shit about this woman. Why do I give a shit about this woman?
Right. I mean, like, you kind of feel bad for her.
Barely feel bad for her. She's obsessed with her work.
Well, with what happened to her when
she... First of all, how the fuck does she even have a fiancé?
Right, how did that happen?
She's doing 80 hours a week.
Yeah, jeez.
I'm sorry. I was doing 70-something hours a week last summer. I barely saw my house. How do you have a fiancé?
Right. What are you doing?
Like, unless he also is working 80 hours a week and you see each other twice. Like...
No.
None of it makes sense. She can't be a workaholic, but have this substantial, like, home life.
Right. Just, listen, I don't know. There are a lot of things in this movie that don't really make sense. I mean, when the thing rips its face off and you see, like, it's got a whole bunch of, like, smiles. Like, creepy. But, I would have wanted to know, like, what the fuck is that? And why?
Mm-hmm.
You know... obviously, they're not gonna... I don't think they'll make a second one of these. I doubt it.
If they make a second one of this, it's gonna be worse. Because there's no way...
If they were to make a
second... This director is gonna be able to do a better one.
If they were to make a second one, I would hope it would have a little bit more of a backstory. But bring back...
See, the thing is, like...
Hot Dad.
I don't even know, like, if they do a second of this movie. Obviously, it was written by the guy who directed it, so, like, he's gonna say, well, I want to direct it and stuff again.
Right.
So, he's just gonna do the same thing he did in this movie. It's gonna be a bunch of fucking fluff. Who knows if we'll even get a backstory. Right. Any sort of... The most meaningful backstory we got was from the dude in prison, where he's like, I traced it to Bolivia or fucking Portugal or something.
Right.
It's like, what the... What about the story of how it crosses fucking borders? Like, is it one creature? Is it multiple creatures? Is this just one entity?
I would like to know something, anything. But I guess we'll never know.
How the hell did he even figure out the fact that you kill somebody, somebody else witnesses it, it leaves you, goes to that person?
Who knows?
Because up until this point, it's wanted to kill everybody to inflict maximum trauma. I mean, I feel like watching somebody commit suicide in a brutal way is going to inflict more trauma than you killing somebody.
Yeah.
And somebody witnessing it.
Right.
Especially with some of, like, the photos.
Yeah, did you see the what? Did you see the train track?
Yeah.
One? Like,
right up the middle. They laid down, not sideways, like, vertical.
Yeah.
Like, bruh.
My God.
That was, like, at least half a second of them feeling it.
I couldn't look away. I didn't really look at any of the other ones because I couldn't stop looking at that one. I was like, is she really split in half like that?
Yeah, there was that one. There was a dude just standing with, like, the top of his head just gone and a gun in his hand. Which, that was, like, the most least brutal one.
Right.
The woman from the hotel, I honestly don't know what the fuck she did. Like, did she rip her eyes out?
I don't know.
Because I couldn't tell by the photo.
Like I said, I was only paying attention to the train photo. So yeah. I have no idea.
Because that one, I was like, what the fuck?
I guess for me, I was just expecting... With the opening death being as brutal as it was, I guess I expected a little more. You know, that's the tone.
And
you
the trailer.
Well, right. That's the tone you're going to set for the beginning opening scene of the movie. And then you're going to have that weird intro. Like, what the fuck was that?
That was also so fucking unnecessary. They were just trying to get another jump scare in.
It wasn't even scary. It was like fucking techno beats.
It was techno beats. It was flashing for no fucking reason.
Right. And then a weird beat, too. It wasn't even, like, even, either. It was very strange. Very strange. I don't know.
I feel like they were trying to invoke, like, old-school horror movies where it's, like, you have the kill, and then there's, like, the drift off into something, and then, like, the name of the movie comes in, like, hard on a beat.
Right.
But they didn't do that.
No.
They did it weirdly and then kept the beat coming while flashing it at you. And it makes you... Like, it made me just want to look away from it.
Yeah, I did.
I wasn't terrified. I wasn't, like, enthralled. I was just, like, ugh, like, cringed.
And that's the point where the girls got up and left.
That's probably what did it. Yeah. They're like, oh, God, no. This is another Parker Finn... What was his name?
I think it was Parker Finn.
Okay.
No, you were right.
What is the worst combination of name I can think of right now?
I don't know. I didn't really have much expectations. Like I said, I only watched the teaser trailer for it. And I didn't really look into it much. My friend had gone to see it and he gave it an average score. So I was like, all right. And him and I generally have like the same...
What do you give it? Like an 8?
Yeah. I think... Well, he grades it on like a ABCD grading scale, which is sometimes a little annoying. But
so probably like a C+.
Let me see.
C+ to a B.
Hot Asian Matt.
You keeping that part in?
I'll keep that part in. That's fine.
Searching Hot Asian Matt.
Oh, he knows he's fine. Where is it? There it is. B. He gave it a B. I don't know.
I feel like going This is why I don't watch promotional material for movies often. I'll usually watch a trailer.
Right.
Depending on how badly I want to see the movie. If I really want to see the movie, like, the new Black Panther, I really fucking want to see that.
Right.
But I only watched the one trailer. The other trailer, I watched, like, a little breakdown video, but I wasn't really watching. I was more listening. And then, after that, I don't want to see anything else. Because I just want to go into this movie knowing as little as possible so that I get the full impact of the story.
That's kind of what I'm that's kind of what I'm doing right now with Scarlet and Violet. I don't... Like, this one kid I work with, he's constantly like, oh, did you see this? Did you see this? Did you see this? And I'm like, no, I didn't. Like, I watched the newest, like, the trailer that they put out, like, mm-hmm. a couple of weeks ago or whatever.
Yeah, with the sword and the Bang Bang guy.
Yeah, yes.
And Cloth.
Oh, yes.
Cloth is so cute.
But I'm not watching any more leaks. I saw Wiglet or whatever the hell they're calling it.
Yeah, but that was, like, an official, like, they released that on, like, Twitter or something.
Right.
They announced it. Like, a random fucking, like, hey, look, new Diglett.
Yeah. And, you know, everyone's doing videos and, like, leaks in here and leaks in there, and it's just, like, I don't want, like, I'm done.
Yeah, no, I cut leaks out. I don't want to know anymore, because it was getting too much where, like, apparently one of the people was starting to leak, like, everything from the game. I don't want to know everything.
Right. I don't want to know the gyms. I don't want to know the typings. I don't want to know.
I just want the new Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's all I care about. Right.
But I want to experience them for myself the first time, and then have to look it up and be like, well, what the fuck is that?
See, I just want to know what Fuecoco's final evolution is. That's it.
Right.
Because that's the one I want to start with, but not if he ends up with, like, some Primarina bullshit.
Well, I mean,
Primarina is ugly as fucking
dirt. Hey, she's a beautiful girl!
No, she is not.
Yes, she is. You shut your mouth.
You could not mistake that for a fucking mermaid.
She is a beautiful, beautiful creature.
That is a pile of seaweed floating through the fucking ocean.
Wow.
Disgusting
Pokemon. Wow.
And it went from such a cutie pie.
It's still a cutie pie. Poplia
was so cute. I slid it back to you.
Oh, thank you. Still a cutie pie.
It came all the way over here. Coming to me again.
I don't know where it went. Anyway.
Now it's gone.
Blends in with the table.
Oh, but yeah, so what I was saying, with this movie, anytime a movie hypes itself up with a shit ton of promotional material, where it's just, it's everywhere.
Right.
You're on Facebook, Instagram.
I saw the memes of, you know, the promotion that they did during baseball games, where they literally had the one lady in, like, a bright fucking yellow shirt just standing back behind the pitcher.
Yeah.
Smiling. So.
Cool.
Right.
But if you need that much promotion for your movie, it makes me think your movie's lacking.
What's crazy is that right now has a higher score than I'm going to give it on IMDb, for sure.
That's shocking, but IMDb, I don't trust their scores. Because IMDb, I feel like, isn't a true, unbiased rating service.
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't trust it, because there's phenomenal movies that it has, like, super low scores for, and, like, I don't know how it rates. I don't even know if that's on IMDb.
Of course it's on IMDb. Do you know what IMDb is?
Yeah. But
IMDb has everything.
But I don't trust it, because I feel like that's something where, like, they can buy their, you know, rating.
Well, they could also do that on Rotten Tomatoes. You could do that on anything. I mean,
well, I don't trust raters. Like,
right. And that's the thing, you know. It's a 5.5 on IMDb, which, again, higher than I would have rated it, but that's fine.
I mean, I think it's lower than it should be, but that's because I see the movie for what it is, a true gem.
Yeah, of course you do.
You have to go into it knowing it's a Nicolas Cage movie. Like, I feel like that's where everybody fucks up with Willy's Wonderland. It's not a horror movie. It's a Nicolas Cage movie.
Wow. Interesting. Wow. So, yeah. Is there anything else about this movie that you would like to talk about? Oh, no, I just looked up the Rotten Tomatoes score. It's higher than IMDb.
Really?
Yep.
That's disgusting. It's not that it's a bad movie. Like, I don't want people to think that, like, I'm just hating on it.
No, it's not. Movie.
It's a unique premise. It's an interesting way of delivery, which I always, you know, it's like It Follows. It's a unique way of getting the creature to be pursuing you.
Right.
You know, it's not your normal hack and slash, like, we're at a summer camp, ooh, yes, and there's a fucking guy coming to kill us.
Yes, it's definitely more, like, psychological at best, with some...
But it was slow. And that's so slow. The problem.
It was this way too slow. If you had cut out... Yeah. Right, but again, can't keep talking about that, because we went around that four different times.
Because that's and round the biggest issue.
It is the biggest issue.
If you take that out of it, this movie would do so much better, because if you kept it going from that high point to the high point, and, like, kept the actual, like, meaningful parts of the story going in a straight line instead of being like, okay, progression, what's all this about weird shit? The movie would be better.
Right. So, we're going to do something a little different, something that I literally just thought of right now. So, I'm going to tell you what the rating is for it right now, and whether you agree or disagree with it. So, let's go with the audience score first. Audience score is 80%. So, an 8 out of 10. And the...
Slightly agree.
Raiders score, I would say, is like a 7.5. It's at 76%.
Like the professional?
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like it's too high. Like,
oh, I definitely agree with that.
I feel like max I would go is a 7.
I wouldn't even go that high.
I would go that high for visuals, for... like, the creature itself at the end. That end little twist, I enjoyed.
What twist? That she burns herself alive?
No. When you thought it was done, and then she's in the apartment. Like, I knew it wasn't done.
I've seen too many movies to know that it's not done.
Exactly.
But they're, it was still kind dead. Of like, whoa.
But it was the mind trippy. Yeah. That's what it was. It was the mind trippy aspect of her emerging through that door and then being outside.
Right, back into the woods.
And then you're just like, whoa. Like,
so none of that was real. But then the fact that the creature still comes back around. So,
and then the way it, like, de-skinned.
But the reason, I'm probably going to give it like a 6.5, which is why I said I thought it was a little too high. Those last like 15 minutes were great.
Yeah.
But I didn't need the hour 45 beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
If it had been like an hour 15, sure, then this would have been fine. It was just, there were certain points where I'm literally like...
Honestly, even the fucking cat was unnecessary.
Yeah.
I did call,
like,
that,
even,
though.
Even, you did call that. Even the relationship, even, like, the characters of her sister. Like, because it didn't even make it seem like there was a sister in the beginning. When the
I didn't know that that was her sister.
Right.
Until she said that it was her sister. I thought it was just her friend. The way they talked about it, they're like, oh, well, Holly's so annoying.
Yeah, right.
That's like friend talk. Like, you're talking about your annoying friend you don't want to hang out with.
Not your sister.
Yeah. And then she's like, that's my sister. What the fuck?
Weird. I almost wish that they didn't... Not almost. I actually do wish that they did not put the car head scene in the trailer.
Yeah, that would have been way more effective.
Yeah.
Without prior knowledge of it.
Yes. That would have gotten me.
I probably would have gotten me.
Yeah.
Because I would have been like, oh, here's her sister coming to bitch again.
Yeah, right.
And then boom, head. Yeah. I would have been like, what the fuck? But, like...
And then, like, why did we need the scene of Jackson, who we never saw again, watching her freak out in the car?
Jackson had two parts.
Yeah.
Pull the cat out of the fucking box and watch his aunt freak the fuck out. That's it. Kid's unnecessary. Didn't need him. It was a waste of 15 minutes.
That's probably the director's kid.
Fuck the director's kid. He still can't act for shit.
It was just, I don't know.
Kids shouldn't be in horror movies unless something's going to happen to the fucking kid.
Oh, wow.
But it's just, that's it. Like, because you don't need it.
Yeah.
Unless the kid is going to progress the story, or the kid's going to die.
Or the kid gets, like, attacked by whatever.
There's no need for them.
Right.
You didn't need his birthday party. No. That was unnecessary.
Nope.
Because without the birthday party, honestly, you don't need the fucking cat. Because the entire need for the birthday party is just to show that the cat's in the fucking box.
Well, it's,
and then she freaks out in front of everybody, and they're all like, well, she's crazy.
Well, I think the point is that this thing is doing it to her, so she looks crazy, so she kills herself in front of everybody, which is what this thing wants. So,
but there was, like, that 15 minutes is unnecessary to get that point across.
Right.
She was already acting fucking nuts.
Well,
she was shaky all over the fucking place. Bitch looked like she was having withdrawals.
I know. She progressively looked worse and worse as...
Honestly, the fact that she wasn't committed...
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
Why would her boss not, like... I wouldn't even... The fact that he let her back to work the very next day after that
never should have happened.
That never should have happened.
I understand. Hospital's got a hospital.
Yeah.
Doctor's got a doctor.
Right. But no. If that happened to me, if I was that doctor, I would have looked at that hospital and I would have said, I will see you in a month. Goodbye.
Yeah. I would have been like, you're paying for my vacation.
Yeah.
You're paying for my therapist.
Yeah. That's coming on to this cruise.
And my dry cleaning.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I need these clothes burned.
Yeah.
Because I will never wear this outfit again.
No. You need to refer me somewhere else. I don't want to step foot into this hospital again.
Yeah, like... The fact that they even let her in the room... Like, first of all, the other part that annoyed the crap out of me in that beginning... He's like, you've been working so much. You didn't... Like, were you here from the overnight shifts? Go home. And then she leaves, and then the phone rings. She was gone.
Yeah.
How did she know it was her
the
phone?
The door closed and a few seconds had gone by before the phone started to ring.
And you heard her running up the hall. How did she know her phone was going off?
Right.
Did it get forwarded to her cell phone? Because if that's the case, why'd you run all the way the fuck back?
Right.
You could have just answered your cell phone.
It was very weird. Very weird. All right, what's your rating?
Max, I'm going to give it as a 7. And that's just because, like I said, there were certain scenes that looked really good. I like the way they did the face peeling. I like that reveal of the creature's face.
Right.
A little twist at the end.
Although, very strange scene after that, though. I don't think we talked about that.
Climbing into her?
Yeah.
I liked it, though. Because it made sense.
It did make sense, but
that's his final thing that he does, is he now becomes them.
But the way, you can see her cheeks starting to rip as he's literally climbing into her mouth.
And he was a big boy.
He was a big boy.
Had a big ass head too.
Yeah,
that shit was
Captain Big Head.
It went from like a slightly larger than normal head to when he peeled the skin off, and like tripled in size.
Yeah.
That thing was huge.
Nuts, absolutely nuts. I mean, no, I'm still gonna give it the 6.5. Not as great as I thought it could have been, but a. Clearly, you could tell if you listened all the way through to this episode the reasons that we've had issues with this movie. And I'm not going to go over it again because we're going to get trapped in another 20-minute circle.
Why did it do this?
Ay, ay, ay. At least, you know...
It's the biggest movie killer is pacing.
Yes.
If a movie's paced well, it can be a shit movie. It's still going to get a higher rating.
What?
Because it flowed. This movie didn't flow. It was like a little trickle.
Ugh, I don't have time on that shit. The new Hellraiser comes out in a few days.
I'm a little bit nervous about that. I haven't made a new Hellraiser movie in a
very long time. Yeah, 2 days.
Very long time since they've made one of these.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the new one's a woman.
Yes. Now, don't get mad at me.
Have you never seen Hellraiser?
No.
Oof, Robert.
I have not.
Don't you have one of the...
Pinheads? I've always been, like, obsessed with Pinhead. And I've seen, like, clips and, like, things that he's done, but I've never seen, like, a full Hellraiser movie, you know? Sorry.
The first one's good. The second one's meh.
I mean, I'll watch them if they're streaming somewhere before this new one comes out.
See, the thing is, with them, is, like, after the first two, it's, like, the same thing with, like, the Friday the 13th and, like,
it's just
the Halloweens where they made too many.
Right.
And the quality really got shitty.
Right.
You stick with, like, the core.
I mean, I watched the trailer for this one. It looks right up my alley.
Well, that's the thing is, like, in one of them, there's, I don't remember which one it was, but there's, like, a guy who's, like, hooks all on him, like, pulling him. Oof. Like, ripping him apart. I want to say it's the second one, but I don't remember.
Yeah, it comes out on Friday. And then next Friday is Halloween. And then...
then there's Pearl that's out now.
Yeah. And then what was that one that was... what trailer did we see? Oh, that devil thing on the 28th. The one that you're like, I thought this was out already.
Yeah, because we saw a trailer for it when we saw fucking X.
Did we? Because that's the first time I'd ever seen that.
No, we saw the trailer for that when we saw X. And they fucking recorded and released Pearl before this movie came out.
Well, it's all about release dates. It's all about the release dates.
I know, but it's just the fact of the matter that, like... this company put out two fucking movies in the same universe in 1 year, and in the time it took for this trailer to progress to a different trailer, there's two movies before this movie comes out. The first trailer, though, I wasn't a huge fan of the movie. I thought it was a weird concept, because they were leaning very heavy on, like, the whole...
religion.
Female preacher person being, like, an exorcist.
It's called a nun.
I don't know if there's, like, a special term once they become exercisers. No.
I also didn't like how old she looks. Like, the actress who plays her.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her in the Vampire Academy. But, she looks like old, haggard Courtney Cox.
Oh, no. None can be as bad as the Courtney Cox.
That Skeletor hand, man.
God damn.
Stuff and nightmares are made of.
I swear to God. If she's in the next one, she better be the fucking villain. Imagine seeing that hand come out from beneath a cloak. Oh,
God. Well, no, it's her.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
Should have killed her, not Dewey.
I know. No, they can't. Female power.
Fuck female power. Dewey was way better than her.
Alright, well, I think that's it.
Yeah, there's not really much to say about this movie without going back over.
Again and again and again.
It could have been so much better. They failed in certain aspects. But it wasn't a terrible movie.
No.
It's not unwatchable.
No.
It's just badly paced. And
if you have kids under the age of 21, leave them at home. Or wait for it to come out streaming somewhere.
So or beat your kids in the privacy of your own home when they start talking.
No, that's fine. You want to talk in your you want to talk throughout the movie when you're at home. That's one thing. But you're laughing and making jokes and shit.
It's when you paid money for it,
right? When I paid money to sit here and watch this, I didn't pay money to sit here and listen to you talk. Shut up.
And like I said, if the movie was slightly better, like more engaging, I would have said something. But there were times where, like, I wasn't fully invested in the movie because of the... So right. I was like, whatever. Laugh at your little prepubescent little things.
Right.
You giggle at the slightest bit of, you know, weirdness.
All right. Well, make good life choices.
Be good people.
Where can they find us?
I was going to say, are we not doing that? It's like, we just kind of jumped it.
/_sluts_podcast on Instagram. Somebody just fucking say something. Send me a DM. Let's not promote this on Reality Records. Or, hey, I found your profile and I think that we'd be a match.
Hey, so like...
click the link to my OnlyFans.
Can I make money? Yeah. Like, if you Venmo me this money, I'll Venmo you more.
Yeah.
What? What do you mean? Okay. It's not a business.
Yeah.
Who falls for that?
Fucking idiots. That's who.
Oh, but Facebook, yeah. Slasher.
Slasher?
I just forgot.
Slasher! Just
search Slasher on Facebook.
Yeah, you'll find us.
There can't be many. Can't be many Slasher sluts on there.
Good God. Well, now you can make good life choices.
Be good people. And that's behind the scenes.
Yeah.